Yo, yo, what is up, my beautiful, beautiful people, my Action Academy family? Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy podcast, the show that teaches you how to replace corporate with cash flow and that helps you unlock your inner entrepreneur. My name is Brian Lubin, and who the heck am I for brand new listeners? In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate position to travel the world full-time while building my own business. This podcast is a documentation of $0 to $10 million a year in annual recurring revenue. Right now, we are at the $1 million mark, and I am documenting my journey every single step of the way so that you guys can do it too and do it faster. So, woo! Man, did we just have a freaking weekend, guys. It has been 1 week since we threw our second inaugural in-person Action Academy event in Cabo, Mexico. It was absolutely beautiful, wonderful. And in this podcast episode, I'm going to share what we did, why we did it, who we did it for, what worked. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to share my major takeaway and how my life and my business completely changed from this experience, and also how I accidentally built another $1 million business that will not distract from the Action Academy while we do this. So, like, huge takeaways from this event. But first and foremost, I want to be true to the headline of the episode in the title, which is $102,000 weekend. Holy shit, right? So let's break it down. How did we spend that and why did we spend that? So before we get into all of this, let's set the scene for who this event was actually for. The event was for the Action Academy community, our mastermind that is behind the podcast. The podcast gives away all the information for free, and then we sell the implementation through the mastermind. It's a high level, high energy, high advancement mastermind. It's not for buying your first rental property. It's for people that have a couple and they're like, yo, I am ready, willing, and able to buy a 300 unit multifamily or a 60 pad self storage or mobile home park, but I just don't have the people in my corner and I don't have 4.5 years to go network and find them. So, like, throw me into the deep end of the pool so I can swim with those guys and girls. And I want to go ahead and do this today because I make $400,000, $200,000, $150,000 a year, and I need to replace like $10,000 to $40,000 a month, right? So in order to do that, you need to do aggressive investing strategies. And the way that we mitigate the risk is by people. Like, you need to have enough eyeballs on the deal. You have to have enough hands in the pot that are like holding your hand and simultaneously kicking your ass through the process that you can pull this off with the least amount of risk possible. It's never going to be zero, but we can lower it and mitigate it as much as possible. So it's an annual membership, annual community, and we do 2 in-person events a year. And I think that we're going to up that up to 3 moving into 2025 based on constraints that we're already running into, but we'll get into that later in the episode. But the first event we did, we had about 40 some odd people in Costa Rica. So we went to Tamarindo, Costa Rica. It was an amazing experience. We learned a lot. Then we doubled the price and we did Cabo. And Cabo was like the freaking Ferrari of events. It was wonderful. It was one of the best. No, it was the best event that I have been to. And I've been to hundreds of events myself across all these different real estate masterminds, real estate groups, entrepreneurship summits, you know, even going to a couple of Tony Robbins events. Like, this was a magical event, which leads to my core philosophy for Action Academy, like our business, as well as the podcast, as well as everything that I do. There are 3 markets for which you can serve with your business. You can serve the market for cheap. You can serve, it's cheap and fast. You can serve the market for good, or you can serve the market for great. So in fluctuating economies, in a good economy, in a booming, productive bull market, there is a large market for good. Good is good enough. You will make millions of dollars. You will have a successful business. In a down market, what is the first thing that everybody thinks that they should do in their business? They think that they should also go down market, right? Let's cut rates. Let's make it more affordable. Make it more accessible. Increase our TAM, our total addressable market. Let's go down market with our offering. Let's help people buy their first rental property, stuff like that, like maybe a $100, $99 course or something like that. The opposite is actually true. The market for great never goes away. Let me repeat that. The market for great never goes away. It doesn't matter if the economy is up or if the economy is down. High performers are going to perform at a high level, bar none. The rich are going to be richer. People that are in the elite are going to continue being in the elite. So the market for great always remains. The demand for great always remains. People are still buying Gucci in a recession. All right. So if you're good, you're going to get decimated. in a market like this. So you have a lot of, you know, course creators, a lot of membership, masterminds. Like our mastermind, like Action Academy, is growing like crazy because we are great. If it's just good, you're going to get decimated because there's no market for that. So that's how we view our events. And that's why this is important, because, and if you take anything away from this podcast episode, take that away, is be great, be exceptional, go above and beyond. So that's what we do with our events, because we did not want to do just a hotel block in Phoenix or Miami or Tampa. You know, that's so easy. I could do that in my sleep. I could just go book a hotel block. We have the demand, we have everything, and just rent a conference center, and then that would be an event. Like, but that's every single event that I've ever been to, and that's every single event everyone in this that's listening to this podcast has been to, and it's not memorable. So what we did is we booked out these mega mansions. It was $20 a mansions. The first one was $8.1 million. The other one was $11.2. So we booked out $20 million of mansions right next to each other. They were in the most expensive neighborhood in Mexico, in Cabo, at the top of the hill. So it was the best houses in the best neighborhood in one of the most expensive cities in the country. And so it was an insane experience. Like, these are the houses that have movie theaters and elevators in them. They were the most beautiful things that I've ever seen, most beautiful place that I've ever stayed in. Each room, like each one had like, I think 13 bedrooms, 14 bedrooms. Each room was nicer than any five-star hotel I've stayed in. That's how cool this experience was. And we had private chefs, private catering. We rented out a yacht that was $10,000 for sunset the last day. We just really, really went above and beyond. We had a full media team this time. So I'm going to drop the link for the Action Academy YouTube channel in the show description. And you guys can go and subscribe, because I'm going to start dropping much more serious content there. It's going to be a 15-minute like behind-the-scenes video where it's talking to me. It's talking to the speakers. It's got testimonials. And you see behind the scenes of us throwing this entire weekend. It's really, really cool. So shout out to Seth, Hayden, Jack, Mike, and the content team for that. But on top of all of this, like, it was just a life-changing experience. We had speakers that we flew in. We had Sarah Weaver. We had James Richardson talking about buying businesses. He went uninterrupted, step-by-step, how to buy a small business for 90 minutes, his entire playbook, his entire like strategy, and how to evaluate, how to submit offers, due diligence, everything. We had Doug McCarty talking about how he generated nine-figure wealth over 30 years. We had Ben Call talking about how he generated eight-figure wealth over the last, you know, 5 years. We had so many speakers that were so amazing. And now fast forward to today, I posted on Facebook and I said, hey guys, next event, September, $4,000, who wants it? And we are booked out. Like, we sold out from a Facebook post. So over 100 people are going to this next event in September. I don't even know, like, I've got a general idea about where we're doing it. And I have a general idea about, you know, some of the dates and stuff. But besides that, I've got nothing. And everyone else is just like, hey, like, you have done the thing so much that we just trust you. Like, take the money, make something magical. And that's exactly what we're going to do with my team, which is now what has led to the new $1 million business. And I will also share my top takeaways here immediately after from the event. And this new business is practicing exactly what I preach. Remember what I did with Action Academy, the community? We launched a free offer, and we had this offer go out that was 100 free coaching calls, 15-minute coaching calls. I'm going to coach you for free, no ask, no offer. And I did that. I took notes, and then I went back to those 100 people, and I was like, hey, I've got something for you. And we created a course. We made $100,000 in 48 hours. Then I shut it down, and then it became Action Academy community. So that is how we began, is with the demand, you know, validating the business idea, validating product market fit, and then mashing the gas, right? So we did the same thing in secret over the last year with this event business, basically. So we did the two events. We did Costa Rica, and now we did Cabo. So we basically spent, you know, almost $250,000 over a period of a year validating this business idea. Because the first event, we lost money. The second event here in Cabo, I think we lost maybe $4,000-$5,000 overall. And we knocked both of these completely out of the park, so much so that we're completely sold out for the next, which allowed us to raise our prices to what they're supposed to be so that we can actually have this be a business, to where people would be like, dude, duh, of course we want you to make some money from this. Like, this is awesome. And so we had to earn that instead of just being like, oh, here's thousands of dollars, throw this towards me and I'll give you a good event. No, you have to do the thing first, break even or lose a little bit of money in the short term for the long-term play of building a really, really sustainable business. So introducing Sexton World. I wanted to name it Sexton Travel initially, but Sexton World sounded sexier. And that's going to be a company that is owned by Sexton Media. So we're vertically integrating there, and it's going to be an events business. And so I not only think, I know that we're going to hit $1 million in revenue in that one. My prediction is 6 months. I think two events will hit that $1 million. And these are private events. This isn't even open invite. Like, once we get to that point where we're doing open invite, like, that's going to be a whole separate thing, but that's going to be 2025. Right now, it's just private events only for Action Academy. We're just separating the revenue streams. So we're separating it from the original entity, Sexton Media Group, and now putting it into Sexton World and keeping the P&L separate. So that will allow for us to make like bigger swings, because now this next event, I think we're going to spend like $250,000. So it's just requirements that are different for the P&L and cash tracking. And I'll go ahead and tell you guys my goal. It's 20% net margin. I don't want to have this be a super profitable business at all. I just want it to be enough to where we have some margin so that we can have some profit, so we can pay a team to run this and make these wonderful experiences. And besides that, like, I'd rather it be just a break-even marketing expense almost. So that 20% of margin basically allows for that. And so we're not getting too ambitious, but that's going to be a seven-figure business pretty easily. Which leads to my last and final takeaway, which is my business is lacking systems and models by which I need to implement to actually live the life that I set out to live by having this business. So let me elaborate. There's a running joke. It's a meme online that says, congratulations, you replace your 40-hour work week job with a 100-hour work week business. Congrats, you won. And that's kind of where I am right now, because I cannot and will not relinquish control of my business to even my internal team. You know, I like sales and marketing are just something that I love and I'm really, really, really good at. And I love doing it as the founder. But now I've came to the realization that if there are no intro calls for Action Academy on the calendar, then I freak out. And I'm like, okay, cool. We need to make an offer to have intro calls on the calendar. But now it's to the point where we have like an abundance of intro calls in the calendar. There's more demand than there is supply, because we only take 30 new members per month now, and we're capping it. And now it's just so many calls in the calendar that I don't even have time for life. And so I'm like, dude, I need to stop taking these calls. So up to this point, it's been me. Like, I take the intro calls, and I've done 1,000 of them. 1,000 intro calls, which is insane. And, you know, everyone hops in the call and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it's you, right? Which is an ego boost to me. But the reality of the situation and what my team, what Caitlin, what Mason, what Ben, what Calvin said to me in Cabo, they all said that they can do just as good of a job, because not only are they highly competent and advanced level investors, but they're believers. Like, they are a product of the system. They have been in the community. They've paid for membership and they've changed their lives from it. So it's like, it's not difficult for them to talk to people and to coach people because they've gone through it. And so now I'm going to start relinquishing control, and I'm going to start building better systems and better models to allow for me to have more free time in my life. And a wonderful book for this is Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. And I am honored to say that Dan is on the Action Academy podcast tomorrow. It was actually a really, really cool story. I will talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, but I posted a public shout out to him on Instagram at Brian Lubin. I said, Dan, we need to do this freaking podcast. Then his assistant texted me the next morning and said, hey, let's do this podcast. And we got it done that afternoon. And that was last week. So now his episode's going to be live on Tuesday, and we're going to post it on YouTube as well. So it's going to be an amazing episode. He talks about systems, processes, and models to literally buy back your time. And because of that, I realized that I need an executive assistant. I need someone that's more so like a full-time bookkeeper, because my finances are getting a lot more complex with like 300 plus people paying me each month. It's a lot of moving parts, and I need someone that's going to really, really be in the weeds managing that. And I need a marketing assistant. So I think that the person I'm looking for is going to be like a marketing assistant slash executive assistant in one role. So that's actually going to be a super fun role. But I will tell you guys right now, before you start bombarding me with applications, like I probably cannot afford that $80,000, $90,000 a year salary yet. So I probably will be looking virtual for this first one and just get like the best virtual assistant in Latin America for this. So that is immediately top of mind. And honestly, I just feel like a marshmallow over the last 2 months because I spent December in Colombia in a penthouse. Then I went to Maui to record with Brandon, and I was in Hawaii for a week. And then I spent 2 weeks in Cabo. So now I'm just feeling like a freaking marshmallow, and I want to get back to work, and I want to get back to the grind and the grit, and I want to sweat, and I want to bleed and do hard shit. So I wrote out my intentions after this Cabo event, and here's what I wrote. I said, I am not allowed to enjoy summer June 1st until I, and I have five key objectives. Number one, have six-pack abs again. For 6 years now, I have not had a six-pack. For 6 years, I've been extremely fit. I go to the gym every day. I still bench press 225 for 8 reps. I still squat 225 for 10 reps. My strength has not increased. My strength has not decreased. And I have been within 4 pounds body weight for the last 6 years after going to the gym every single day. So that needs to change. Everywhere else in my life is growing financially, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Physically is the last frontier. And I need to be the top 1% physically as well as the rest of my life. So six-pack abs, again. Number two, have predictable, scalable marketing channels that are unreliant on content. So if I don't post a video for a month, does the business survive? That's really important. Number three, have a fully operational sales process, team, and funnel unreliant on me. So say the marketing is working without me posting content. Does the sales process work? Are we still having engaged and amazing coaching conversations without me being involved? Because if I'm the only person that does sales and I'm the only person that does marketing, that's not a business. That is called self-employment, right? And that is what's ruining my life, to be completely honest with you guys. Number four, have a bookkeeper and executive assistant hired with 30, 60, 90-day onboarding in place. And number five, have 50 podcasts booked as a guest. Right now, guys, I don't have a life. Like, you see me traveling and stuff, but I'm working while I'm traveling. Like, I was at this resort before in Cabo, LeBlanc, and it was beautiful, but I was working while I was there. I don't have vacation or, like, free time or fun. And I realized I'm in Austin, Texas to meet people, and I'm not meeting anyone. Like, I don't know anyone in my apartment complex. I've been here a year and a half. Haven't met anybody. Haven't met anyone at my gym because I'm not being intentional about it because all I do is work. So now it's time to delegate, automate, systematize, and actually build this thing into the business that it deserves to be. Because right now I'm not learning Spanish, I'm not getting ripped, and I'm not in a relationship, and I'm not dating. Because every single time that I have a great time with a girl and we go out, I don't text them because I forget, because I'm working on the business. And that's not a freaking life. And I was just out with my buddy Aaron Amuchastegui here in Austin, and he's got all these new relationships, new friendships, and I'm like, dude, I got to be more intentional about this. He's going out to dinners every single night. I'm like, I need to be doing this. I need to be doing in-person podcasts. I need to be doing in-person events, networking. That is why I moved to Austin, Texas. And that is what I want for my business. And that is what I want for my life. And that is why I'm doing all of this. So I'm going to start doing that. And I was beating myself up because I was just like, dude, why am I being a lazy piece of shit? I'm not learning my Spanish like I'm supposed to. Like, I want to be fluent in Spanish this year. I'm not getting a six pack like I'm supposed to. I'm not, you know, dating like I'm supposed to. I'm not making new friends like I'm supposed to. And I thought it was a willpower issue. It's not a willpower issue. It's a systems issue. I have nothing left after my business. So now we're changing that because you run your business how you want to run your business. And I'm choosing to run my business the way that I want to run it. And so expect that and expect a better business, expect a better experience for everyone that's in it, myself, and the content that is produced, because I'm less tense and less stressed and my hair is not falling out. So guys, this is a really, really cool experience for me. Like, I learn from these events as much as the attendees. And so this next one's going to be even better. It's going to be better than anything that anyone has ever seen. So if you are interested in joining the Action Academy, it's members only for these events. Hop in. will change your life, guaranteed. And then we'll put you in a freaking yacht in a mansion in Central or South America, change your life there in person as well. So thanks, guys.